Despite the friction between the U.S. and France in recent months over the war in Iraq, commentator Deborah Schifrin decided to spend her summer vacation in Paris.
I never bought into the whole freedom fries thing, but it still seems strangely unpatriotic to go to France. I feared they would think my boyfriend and I were warmongering imperialists. But when we arrived, we discovered the Parisians were friendly and open, and we relaxed into sightseeing and shopping. And then I started to see it. Paris was awash in jungle camouflage. Men and women strolled the Champs-Élysées in military-style camouflage shirts, pants, belts, purses, and shoes. I even saw a camouflage bikini with a military belt. It looked like they were half-uniformed soldiers weaving through the city. And this was France, remember of the very vocal anti-war sentiments? I began to ask people on the street, "Are you supporting the military or the war effort?" They would invariably open their eyes wide in surprise and say, "No, it's just fashion. It doesn't mean anything." They simply seemed not to be bothered that they were wearing a potent symbol of war while their country shouted out against it. More than not bothered, they didn't even notice. When I returned to the U.S., I called Valerie Steele at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York to get the skinny on camouflage. She said it attracts designers because it's a striking visual pattern, and it's easy to sell because it's recognizable to everyone. But, she said, neither buyers nor designers really connect it with the military. I asked, "Okay, isn't there some place in the fashion food chain that somebody stops and says, 'You know, we're at war,' or maybe 'We're against war. Maybe this isn't a good year to bring out the camouflage.'" But she told me that designers just aren't political, and they would never say that camouflage means supporting a war. Nobody would think in those terms, she said, ever, ever, ever. Here's how I see it. French fashion and politics were caught in bed together this year. They would never be seen together in public, but fashion looked over one morning, and there was politics in her bed. Like with many one-night stands, politics denies that it ever happened, and fashion says it didn't mean anything. Well, it should. In high school, I sat next to a guy who had drawn red swastikas on his shoes. One day I asked him, "Do you know what that means?" It turns out he didn't. It looked cool. It was a striking visual pattern. I explained to him who the Nazis were and what they had done to my extended family. The next day he showed up with the swastikas blacked out and never wore them again. Camouflage isn't a swastika, but it is what our soldiers wear and what they die in. As a matter of fact, Valerie Steele from the Fashion Institute of Technology told me that camouflage began to be popular in the U.S. in early 2001, but disappeared quickly after September 11th. We felt like we were at war, and suddenly it seemed weirdly inappropriate to wear war-looking clothing to pick up your dry cleaning. Camouflage is a French word, meaning concealment by means of disguise. And both fashion and symbols can conceal real issues, ideas, and beliefs. It's easier to live in a world of pretty shapes and patterns than in a world where those patterns come sharply into focus to signify or reveal something meaningful and sometimes frightening.
Deborah Schifrin is a freelance reporter who lives in San Francisco.